how was game three from your perspective, maybe starting with the start?
It was a little too exciting. Love how our fan base got into it. I love how the city's behind it, and I love how the guys play in front of me.
Did you make any changes to your game after the first, or no?
No. I'm sticking to it. You know, that's just the way these two teams play each other. It's a high octane offense, and you know, I trust the guys in here to get it done.
Your guys came back to tie to take the lead, and then they tied in the third. Take us through that breakaway in the third.
Yeah, you know, I thought if I'm going to make an impact on this game, it's definitely this moment. And he's coming down, and I just wanted to look calm, as usual, and I kind of got a good beat on it, and he put it right where I thought he was going to.
So that does cross your mind how big a moment that is at that time?
I mean, not too much, but I know how the game's going and how there's a lot of offense that it's time to make a save.
Were you mad at yourself a little bit for maybe one or two of those in the first?
No, you know, I mean, obviously I want every single one back. I want every playoff goal. I want every single regular season goal back, but the way the game's going, the way that our team plays, sometimes that happens. You know, it's happened during the season, and we show great character in here. And I think this is a great building moment for our team.
When you have games like that, how confident are you that your team is going to get it back for you?
I mean, I trust these guys a lot, but that's not my mindset. My mindset is it's time for me to shut it down and make sure I hold this put, because I know there's going to be a lot of offense in this room, and any guy can go and make the game different. You know, he can be a game changer, and I'm just waiting for that moment.
You face these guys, your own guys, more than any other goaltender in the Hawks. So do you know what Rene is facing when these guys are bearing down on him?
Yeah, I really hope that the media is not all over him, because you know, that's just the way we play each other. It's happened all season long, and it's continuing on in the playoffs. There's a lot of offense. And it's not like the defense isn't playing well. The defense is playing phenomenal, especially the guys in front of me. They're playing just unbelievable. There's just that much offense going around.
What's this moment like for you? When you I know you're in the middle of it. It's hard to kind of soak it in, but you know, you've sort of, you know, growing up playing up to where you are now. What's this moment like for you?
Oh, this moment's awesome, and the city's awesome. They're so behind us, and we carry so much momentum off of our fans, and the way they get into games is just, you know, there's nothing like it. There's no place like it. You know, this is one of the most fun times we'll ever have playing.
What do you expect from a desperate team tomorrow night?
I don't know if they're going to play desperate, but they're definitely going to bring their game, and they're going to play hard, and that's what we expect every single night out of these guys. There's no quit in either of our games, and you know, that's what we like about this series. And I think the NHL's getting everything that they want, a lot of offense, and you know, a very exciting game to watch.
All those goals are big last night, but that one that Jacob scores, I don't know that I've ever heard this building that loud, and his response is big. What was that moment like for you watching it from the other end?
It was almost a sigh of relief, and then so much momentum and getting my energy going and really getting behind it, because my goal is to stay put, keep it at three, and then when you see the guys playing that well in front of me and they go and put four up there, it's you know, it's hard to not get into that energy and not feel the momentum from our crowd.
When one or two get by, you're probably obviously thinking, oh, my guys are going to score three. When the third gets by, like, is there a point where it's too much? Do you know where you have to slam it?
Well, you know, I don't like being scored on. You know, that's not fun. But this series isn't fun for a goalie. I just have to play better than the guy across from me. And you know, we're a great team. We have all the aspects. If we have to win a game 10-9, I might as well. I'm okay with that. Hurts the stats a little bit, but at the end of the day, especially at this time of year, the wins are all that matter.
Carter, how would you describe Josh Morrissey?
Well, he's just a phenomenal player. You see him. He's gotten better every single game, every single night. And you just see him controlling the game and really holding his own and making himself a fear factor out there. And maybe not so much for hits or anything, but guys don't want to come to his circle because they know he's going to shut them down.